This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's government is reporting some senior-level officials have departed President Volodymyr Zelensky's cabinet as the government attempts to crack down on corruption. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Defense Minister Marius Blaschak has officially requested permission from Germany to transfer its Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine, where they can help fight Russia's invasion. Blaschak also appealed to Germany to join the coalition of countries supporting Ukraine with Leopard 2 tanks, a reference to recent pressure on Berlin to send some of their own tanks. Germany has hesitated to take that step, despite Ukraine's pleas. Berlin has received Warsaw's request, Blaschak said in a tweet, though German officials have not immediately confirmed that. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Poland's defense minister reports Tuesday that Germany has confirmed his request to transfer two of its tanks to Ukraine. In Berlin, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg held a joint news conference with German defense minister Boris Pistorius, who said Germany is still considering the request for more advanced weaponry. Stoltenberg, while stressing Ukraine's need for the tanks in its fight against the Russian invasion, gave credit to Germany for the weaponry it has already supplied.
Germany is among the allies providing the most military, financial, and humanitarian aid to Ukraine. This includes air defense systems such as Gepard and RST, artillery and ammunition. We have recently also announced the delivery of advanced Patriot systems and modern infantry fighting vehicles.
For more information on this story and all the stories we're covering, 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who announced last week she was stepping down, made her final public appearance in office Tuesday. Ardern's Labour Party Sunday voted unanimously for lawmaker Chris Hipkins to take over as Prime Minister. Ardern's final act as leader was to join Hipkins and other lawmakers attending celebrations at the Ratana Meeting Grounds Tuesday, the home of the indigenous Maori religious movement. Ardern said the thing she will miss most from her job is the people.
I can say, hand on heart, this is a group of exceptional people who have the privilege of leading New Zealand. I never did this job alone. I did it alongside these wonderful servants to New Zealand. And I leave knowing that you are in the best of hands.
Ardern surprised the nation last Thursday when she said she was resigning because she had, quote, nothing left in the tank. Hipkins will be sworn into office on Wednesday. The Associated Press and Israeli investigative journalism group report that Shomrim, an Israeli group raising funds for Jewish extremists convicted in some of the country's most notorious hate crimes, is collecting tax-exempt donations from U.S. citizens. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The records in the case suggest that Israel's far right is gaining a new foothold in the United States. The amount of money raised through a U.S. nonprofit is not known, but the AP and Shomrim have documented the money trail from New Jersey to imprisoned Israeli radicals, who include Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin's assassin and people convicted in deadly attacks on Palestinians. This overseas fundraising arrangement has made it easier for the Israeli group to collect money from Americans who can make their contributions through the U.S. nonprofit with a credit card and claim a tax deduction. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
India's annual kite-flying competition turned deadly this year as competitors used specially coated strings to disable their opponents' kites. Police say six people were killed in the Indian state of Gujarat during the January 14th festival after their throats were sliced by glass-coated kite strings. Three children, including a two-year-old baby, were among those killed after the glass-encrusted razor-sharp strings used by kite fighters participating in the festival got entangled around their necks and slit their throats. As thousands of mostly young revelers across different districts of the state flocked to open fields and rooftops during the festival and flew their kites towards the sky, Gujarat police reported at least 176 people also got injured by the strings and falls from high vantage points. While flying kites, fighters often engage in a type of aerial combat, attempting to slice kite strings of rivals with their own. I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.